here in downtown Garden City on the Coach's Show. Dalton Janicek, voice of the Bronkbusters, bringing you back here in Flat Mountain Brew House for tonight's edition of the Coach's Show, football on the airwaves. We just heard from assistant coach Chanel Jones, defensive coordinator for the Bronkbusters, and now the other side of the line of scrimmage, and we talk offensively now. MJ Singleton coming in, second, third season, however you want to look at it, with the COVID year and stuff like that. But MJ, great to have you on, man. A big game over Dodson, but it's good to see you.
Yes, sir. Definitely. It's good to see you too, sir.
Watching you in practice, obviously, one of the best slot receivers, obviously, this team's seen in a while, but a quick player, man. See a big game with Dodge City. We'll kind of get to the big game or to the big moment that you had, but talking about just this season overall, what's it been like? Obviously battling through the first part of it, and now starting to see that success, and it's probably feeling pretty well.
Definitely we had a lot of adversity at the beginning of the season, but I think that's what kind of helped us, is facing that early on is what really brought us more together, and we're still gelling together, still coming together, getting better. But I think that's definitely what's going to propel us forward coming these games.
Now, coming out of Lubbock, Texas, obviously a big change. I mean, Lubbock, a pretty big town, Baylor, so many things to do down in, big town, especially in Texas. But coming to Garden City, that's a big transition for you. Talk about that. You've been here for a couple of years, but it's probably still pretty challenging to be away from home sometimes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Garden City is quite different than Lubbock, of course. But, I've been able to keep myself busy. I've been coaching at the local middle school, Kenneth Henderson. Them kids keep me busy, give me a peace of mind. I love them kids.
Yeah, I've seen that on Twitter or social media. Some of the players are taking the time to go, have fun with these middle school kids, try to be there to teach them, things that you guys have learned throughout the years and try to help them develop. What has that taught you, I guess, not so much as a player, but even more as a, morals and building characteristic, I guess?
It really does a lot for us because now we have to watch ourselves, of course, and you really get another perspective on football and why you play and why these kids are playing. And a lot of these kids, they just need somebody to believe in them, and that's what we're there to do, hype them up, give them some support.
Now, obviously, being an All-American player for the team, you had a big-time kick return last week versus Dodge. So I'll kick it back to the studio and reminisce on that big play that kind of really, in my opinion, put the game on ice. But let's go back and look at that big highlight performance that you had back in the start of the second quarter.
40, Singleton to the 50, 40, 30, 20, still going. Midfield to the 10, into the end zone. Touchdown, Garden!
The minute you kind of felt like you had a wide-open gap and you kind of had a clear clear lane into the end zone.
Well, in halftime, we're talking about it, taking it straight to the crib off rip. First kick, that's what the goal was. And, we got out there. My guys blocked perfectly. I saw the gap and just hit it with speed. I didn't even get touched or nothing. So, it's all credit to the guys blocking.
Yeah, special teams has been a big issue for the team, obviously, the past couple of games. What's that been like in practice? Obviously, that's going to be satisfying seeing how big of a turnaround special teams had coming into this game last week, knowing, a lot of the big issues and a lot of the big, problem in those first three, four games was due to special teams.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When you got a good special teams, it gets everything going. When we had those problems at the beginning of the year, it's just demoralizing. It brings the energy down. And it's hard to get out of those situations when you're not able to put the ball on the other side of the field. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. It just puts you in bad situations.
Alrighty, MJ, looking at this matchup coming up this week with Independence, obviously a team that you've been able to go neck and neck with before. What's going to be the biggest challenge, I guess, for you as a player about this team? They've got a good defensive front. It looks like some big key players. Obviously, they got the UCLA quarterback that everyone's talking about. But for you, what are going to be some big keys for you guys as a team to kind of take care of the Pirates?
Honestly, for us as a team, it's just eliminating the mistakes, the least mistakes that we can make. This is going to be better for us because, honestly, we're a better team. We know that, and it's just a matter of fact of not being ourselves.
All right, Jay, well, we appreciate your time as always. Congrats on the big play. We obviously look forward to hearing your name called out a little bit more. Three touchdown passes already this season, and you've already got a kick return for 90-some yards. So, obviously, already highlighting performance this year, and we appreciate you coming on and look forward to seeing what else you can do this season.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Talking with MJ Singleton out of Lubbock, Texas, as he joins us on the Coach's Show. We're going to take a quick timeout talking with one of the hometown favorites. That's Terrell Elliott coming around the corner over here on the Coach's Show.